The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So late last week, Lidl Ireland put out a tweet, an advertisement saying, "Weekend super savers, pick up a pound of sausages, charcoal for the barbecue and antigen tests for €31. The antigen tests costing 25 of those euro. Professor Philip Nolan reacted via Twitter saying, "Can I get some snake oil with that? It makes for a great salad dressing with a pinch of salt and something acerbic. Stay safe while socialising outdoors over the next few weeks. Small numbers, distance, masks. These antigen tests will not keep you safe." Kingston Mill, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin, is with us. Kingston, I thought antigen tests were now accepted as having a role. Wasn't there even a report submitted to government by the Chief Scientific Officer recently that said so?
Absolutely. I was on that group that Mark Ferguson, Professor Marcus Ferguson, chaired, and we strongly recommended the use of antigen testing in many different situations, particularly in businesses, schools, universities, even the entertainment and travel industry. So absolutely. And the HSE themselves have done a pilot study in the meat factories, and the HICWA reported last week on that, those studies, and had a very positive endorsement of antigen testing. So, you know, it has to be said the HSE and the Department of Health have been slow to endorse them, but I think, you know, the rest of the world is endorsing them. The UK are using them now in a very wide way. The US are starting to use them. Lots of other countries are using them.
But why are we so reluctant? Why do you think the HSE and others are so reluctant to allow people to self-test?
Yeah, I mean, there are issues around self-testing. You know, I think people have to be informed about the risks associated with doing a test and you turn up negative, and then people think because I've got a negative test on an antigen test that you're free to do what you want. And that's the big risk, because they're not 100% sensitive and they're not 100% specific. But they are pretty good, especially when at the peak of infection, when the person has a high virus load, they will pick up in most people, in a positive case. Now, a survey done in a pilot study done in Liverpool in the UK, where they, you know, they mass tested a significant number of people. They found when people did it themselves, the accuracy was around 50-60%. But when professionals did the test, they were over 80%. And that, you know, that's a good level. And even better than that, in Slovakia last October, November, they mass tested 5 million people with antigen tests, and they picked up 50,000 cases of COVID-19, and they reduced the infection rate by 60%. So, you know, by not doing something, you're not picking up those people. At least by doing it, you're picking up people that otherwise wouldn't be picked up. So that's the huge benefit of this.
Of course, the last people who are going to be vaccinated are also going to be the young adults who, hopefully, if they're going to college, third level institutions in September, will actually be able to go to the places rather than doing online learning. But to facilitate that, wouldn't it be a good idea for all of our third level institutions to have antigen testing before students turned up?
Exactly, Matt. I mean, and that's so schools and third level. I mean, looking at the infection rates right now, if you look at the numbers, the highest number of cases are in the age group from 18 to 24, and the second highest are in the younger than that age group from 12 to 19, or 12 to 18. So there's a huge number of cases in the younger population right now. And as you said, these are going to be last to be vaccinated. Could be well into the summer, into the, you know, the end of the summer before, and in the course, the younger cohort, there's not even yet approved vaccines for the 12 to 18 year olds, and there's a significant number of cases in our schools, and we know that now, and clusters, the highest number of clusters are currently in the schools. So we have to have these in place for the autumn for the schools prior to vaccines being available and licensed for use in children.
And one final one about the vaccine rollout, Professor Kingston Mills, and some confusion amongst people as to what they're going to get if they're under the age of 50, and also the gap between the AstraZeneca's first shot and second shot. What do you make of all of that?
Well, I'm very disappointed about the idea that you have to leave 12 weeks for the AstraZeneca vaccine and only 4 weeks for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are more efficacious vaccines. They've been shown repeatedly that they're around 90-95% effective, not only against infection, against disease, but also against infection. So, you know, if you immunize more people with one dose, you're covering a lot more of the population. And then if you leave a bit of a gap, longer than 4 weeks, 8 weeks, or even 12 with those, then you have the opportunity to immunize, you know, most of the population much quicker than you would if you're waiting, or if you're going back 4 weeks later and boosting them. So there's a real this needs to be looked at with some urgency of not vaccinating everybody with 4 weeks after immunizing with the first dose. That's the first thing that needs to happen. If I have time, I could just add the second thing.
Please.
Is that the individuals who are unfortunate enough to be in the 60 to 70 age group, which were shoehorned into getting the AstraZeneca vaccine, have to wait 12 weeks to get their green certificate, while the others will get it in 4 weeks. That's the first thing about that cohort. And the second thing is that they're getting a vaccine which has been shown not to prevent infection with the South African variant, whereas the Pfizer data that came out last week showed 75% efficacy against the South African variant, and the data emerging from Moderna is showing too that it's likely to protect against the South African variant. So the people who are in the 60-70 age group need to be boosted with the Pfizer vaccine rather than with the AstraZeneca vaccine, so that they too are brought to the level of protection that the people that got the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccines.
Thank you very much, Professor Kingston Mills.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.